Well, with time getting extremely short, several farm groups held a news conference to urge Congress to act on estate tax reform during the lame duck session before it reverts back to its 2001 exemption amount of $1 million with a tax rate of 55%. One of the panelists, Taylor Slade, a North Carolina cotton and peanut farmer, pointed out how devastating the tax would be, as it doesn't take much for an operation to exceed the $1 million exemption.
For example, in areas where productive farmland, such as mine, is, and the land is valued at $3,000 per acre, a farm of less than 350 acres would be impacted. Given the investment in equipment and technology and facilities, today a 350-acre crop farm would not be there after the tax man has visited.
Other panelists included representatives from the American Farm Bureau Federation, the National Milk Producers Federation, and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.